This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The president of Iran has launched another verbal attack on Israel. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the Holocaust was a myth used by Europeans to create a Jewish state. His speech was carried on state television today. This is the same leader who drew widespread criticism for suggesting recently that Israel should be wiped off the map. To learn more, we've called Tehran and found Kasra Naji, a journalist there. And Mr. Naji, why is Iran's president saying these things, as best you can determine?
It's a good question. We don't have a good answer to that, really. The fact is that his statement is a topic of conversation amongst the Iranians. They're asking themselves, why are we saying all these, and why are we provoking this international reaction against Iran at a time when Iran needs a lot of allies because of its nuclear program? So it's all very sort of confused, really. There are theories. One theory is that he is trying to rally around him the hardliners here who are divided whether or not to support him in his hardline policies. The other theory is that he genuinely believes that he has a mission. He thinks that Iran has to go back to the rhetorics of the 1979 revolution when Ayatollah Khomeini was in charge, and the rhetoric was pretty hardline then. He believes that Islamic world has been passive about issues concerning it, and particularly the issue of Palestinians is a national interest issue here.
Now we should mention that in Iran, the president is not necessarily the most powerful official. And it does raise the question of whether the rest of Iran's government supports what Ahmadinejad is saying.
Well, the reaction to his statements have been pretty sort of low-key, if that. I've seen the newspapers here, hardline newspapers, supporting his statements, and the moderates, the reformist newspapers here, have been basically reporting it without much comment. I haven't seen much, many comments against it officially. The only thing I've seen is a member of parliament who's a member of the National Security Commission in Parliament. He has come out openly and publicly criticizing it.
Are these statements connected in any way to changes in Iran's policies on any issue?
Well, I suppose when you come up with the statements as he does, you have to follow these things up. I remember in the last few days we've had the leader of Hamas, which is a hardline group. He has been here meeting with many Iranian officials, and Iranian officials have been supporting Hamas' line, saying that they have to make sure that resistance to Israel continues. So I suppose when the president comes up with his hardline statements, these will reflect sooner or later in the policies.
And when you say that he's going back to the rhetoric of the 1979 revolution, is he actively seeking confrontation with the West?
I'm not sure whether he's actually seeking confrontation. I suppose this kind of statements, they have their own consequences. And even if Mr. Ahmadinejad doesn't want to enter on this path of confrontation, sooner or later there will be trouble, and Mr. Ahmadinejad has to basically decide what he wants to do in actual fact, in practice.
We've been talking to Kasra Naji, a journalist based in Tehran, about some remarks today by Iran's president who claimed the Holocaust was a myth. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.